Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Hallie France and Miss Emery Teen for 2026. Hallie, it's a pleasure to get you in today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, we're talking about something that I know is going to be very special to you because this is your service initiative mm-hmm. as a part of your platform as Miss Emery Teen. But this is something that I know the community is bound to enjoy a lot. You are going to be hosting a pickleball tournament on August 16th over in Orangeville City Park. So let's jump into it for a second. What's making you want to host this pickleball tournament?
So when I got into high school and started doing some sports, I realized not everyone has the financial means to be able to do sports. And that got me thinking, it's not just high school kids. There's a whole bunch of different kids all throughout our community that may want to play sports and be part of something, but just don't have the money to be able to do those sports. And so this pickleball tournament is a way to raise money for those kids to hopefully help them be able to be part of something and to have a family.
And, you know, I really like that you're doing this to help those kids get into sports, because sports are something that as you get older and older, you really appreciate how much they teach you. I mean, they teach you teamwork, they teach you how to work together, but they're also just a great way to stay in shape, stay healthy, and have a lot of fun while doing it. But unfortunately, it feels like some kids are starting to get priced out as things continue mm-hmm. to rise in cost. So this is a great way to kind of help offset this. So let's jump into the nitty-gritty for a second. Let's talk details. When is this going to be held? Where is it going to be held? And how can we sign up?
So it will be held at Orangeville City Park on August 16th at 8 a.m. Registration starts at 7:30, and we'll be able to play on the new pickleball courts that were put in not even that long ago. And so this is a great way to be able to be on those new pickleball courts in a fun way.
Yeah, I stopped by to see those new pickleball courts mm-hmm. the other day. It's an incredible facility that they got going out there. So I'm glad that you guys are getting out there and getting things going early. Now, let's talk pickleball for a second. What made you choose this specifically? Are you a fan of pickleball, or do you just recognize that it's kind of one of the most popular things we have in the area right now?
Well, I'm not very great at pickleball myself, but I think it's really fun. But pickleball's not just for the young kids. There's actually a lot of older people that play pickleball. And for my CSI, it's not just about the little kids. It's about getting everyone active. So this is a great way to involve the older people and the younger people in just a fun tournament.
No, I share about the same skill level as you. Every time I step onto that court, I'm a liability. I mean, I'm out there getting destroyed. And, you know, like you mentioned, this is a game that a lot of older people enjoy as mm-hmm. well. I don't know how, but they're so much better than me at this.
Oh, me too.
Like, it's scary how good they are.
I know.
But yeah, so this is something that is going to be very exciting to be a part of. Now, if people are listening right now and they're kind of on the fence, ooh, should I come? Ooh, should I not? What would you say to give them that final push of encouragement to get out and participate in this tournament?
It's just about fun. It's not about winning anything or having to be the best, because me myself, if there were a whole bunch of good people, I'd be like, I don't know, but I'll be there. I'll be able to help support you. And there's going to be a raffle too there. So it's not like you won't be able to win anything. You'll be able to be a part of the raffle and hopefully get something out of that too.
Yeah, even if you're not winning on the courts, you could still walk away a winner mm-hmm. of something with that raffle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Hallie, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just to sign up and have a fun time at the pickleball tournament. It'll be a really good turnout. There's going to be the Buckhorn Bazaar there as well, and food trucks. It's going to be a really fun activity, so I hope you guys can make it there.
Well, Hallie, it was a pleasure to have you in the studio today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, that was Hallie France and Miss Emery Teen for 2026. We're talking about her upcoming pickleball tournament fundraiser. It's going to take place on Saturday, August 16th. Going to start bright and early, registration at 7:30 a.m. with games starting at 8, $20 per person, but all funds going towards a great cause. And for more Castle Country focused interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m., or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.